Hello, geeks. Jack Munson here along with Mike McDowell, my colleague and director of operations at Social Joey. Hey, Mike, what's going on today?
Hey, doing good, Jack. How are you?
I am doing just fine. I think we've got some interesting things to talk about today as far as Facebook advertising. Folks, Mike is a certified Facebook ad buyer and business manager, and we're bringing you a new tip each week directly from Facebook to make your franchise system's ads run more efficiently and reach more franchise candidates and consumers here on the most influential space on Earth. Mike, you and I have been talking to some customers recently about dynamic advertising. What can you tell us about that on Facebook? And first of all, what is it? And why should people be looking at it?
Yeah, so when Facebook first rolled out dynamic ads a few years ago, it was limited to specific industries. The first industry that they kind of rolled it out to was the automotive industry, like car dealerships and things like that. And essentially, what it allowed a car dealership to do is upload their entire inventory of new and used vehicles that they had on their lots. And then rather than having to build an ad for every single car on their lot to advertise it on Facebook, they could advertise every car that they had at the same time through carousel formatting. And then Facebook's got some different ways of targeting those ads based on some search history things and different things like that, which we can get into in just a little bit. But at a high level, any time that you have a business that has multiple products or multiple listings, if you're in real estate, anything like that, if you're a retail organization, if you've got, you know, a bunch of different products and certain inventory numbers and different things like that, you can essentially load all of those things into Facebook through a feed, and then allow Facebook to create ads for each of those products and show them to people who they would be applicable to, in newsfeed and Messenger and Instagram, all of those different places. So, it's a really neat way to, maybe bundle is a good word, bundle yeah. your advertising rather than having to run a ton of different ads for a ton of different products.
Now I want to talk about the retail aspect of this in just a moment, but you've been doing some really interesting things with some real estate organizations with these dynamic ads. Tell us a little bit about how easy or hard that is to upload all of those listings. I'm assuming that's coming from some sort of an MLS or some other database with all of those real estate properties on it. Is that right?
Yeah, pretty much. It works very similar to the way that, you know, whether it's an office or an agent or an organization, however they're getting that MLS feed of their listings onto their website, they've usually got some type of feed that's called an XML feed, mm-hmm. That basically allows them to filter down to the properties that are specific to this agent or this office or, you know, this city or whatever it may be, however they filter that on their site. And essentially, Facebook just has their own version of that XML feed that you take, and you just have to use Facebook's, you know, specific terminology for, you know, property type or, you know, number of acres on the property, or if it's a, you know, got a house on it, you're talking about, you know, number of bedrooms, bathrooms, all the things that you're normally going to see if you go look at a listing on somebody's real estate website. You can take all that data, all that information, the description, the number of beds and baths and square footage, and all of that information through an XML feed gets pushed into Facebook. So it's not really anything different than what their web team is already doing, pulling in the MLS listings into their website. They essentially just create one that pushes to Facebook, just like they have one that pushes to the website.
And then you said from there, Facebook can actually make some intelligent decisions on which listings to show to the right consumers. Is that right?
Yeah, so that's probably the biggest and best part of dynamic ads is when you think about like a normal Facebook ad, you're going in and you have to go in and figure out all of the targeting, right? What age ranges should I advertise to? What are they interested in? You know, what are their hobbies? And, you know, are they business owners or whatever those different parameters are that you're building in your targeting? Well, with Facebook dynamic ads, you don't really have to do that same level of targeting. And that becomes especially helpful in some of the more restrictive categories like housing, where, you know, you can't narrow by age any longer.
Yeah.
Or different things like that. And essentially what Facebook does is they take all of the data that they're gathering from all of the, you know, thousands and probably millions of sources that they're either getting data from or that data is getting fed into Facebook from. So think any website that's got a Facebook pixel, right? Facebook's tracking all of that data across that website. So when you think about things like Trulia or, you know, Zillow or homes.com or realtor.com or Property Finder, or when you get into more like rural property, like land.com, Lands of America, all of those websites have Facebook pixels on them because those companies are running Facebook ads and they're tracking what's happening on their websites and running retargeting and all those good things. Well, Facebook's pulling all that data in, right? So they have access to all of that information. They know, you know, John in, you know, Timbuktu, Arkansas, you know, clicked on a property on Trulia and it was a 3-bedroom, 2-bath, 1800 square feet, priced it, you know, whatever the price is in Arkansas, I have no idea. And so now it has that information that John's looking for a house in that price range, at that square footage, with that many beds, that many baths, in that particular county, zip code, location. And so now if I'm a real estate agent and I'm running dynamic ads, rather than me having to figure out who John is or how much money he makes or whatever the various details around John's life are, I just put my listing in there and Facebook says, hey, this property that you have listed that's a 3-bedroom, 2-bath, that's 1900 square feet and in John's price range or around the price range of the houses he's already looking at, match him. So I'm going to show that house to John. And so really what it does is it takes advertising really to a level we haven't seen before, because it becomes so specific that you're almost speaking to an individual based on what you already know they're looking for. Right. Yeah. You know, and Facebook's already had a layer of that based on interests and demographics and different things like that. But this is specifically based around the things that they're already clicking on the internet. So we know that they're looking for this kind of property or that kind of house or, you know, in this area of the country or whatever it may be. And so it really
feels like up until this point, we've been doing that one by one, right?
That's right. That's exactly right.
Target a certain person or a certain type of person with one ad for, you know, one property or one car or one product on a store shelf somewhere. But now with these, it's multiple in that carousel format, multiple things that the marketer might not have even thought about. Hey, maybe we should target these properties to these people in Arkansas or something like that. So it's going from one to one to one to many.
Exactly. Yeah. And you know, the traditional way, and no matter what industry you're in, whether it's real estate or automotive, or if you've, you know, got a shop that sells pretzels or whatever it is, right? You know, Facebook's got all that information. Why would you not take advantage of it, right? And so, it really becomes a way for you to, with limited knowledge of what a consumer is doing, even be very targeted and specific in your advertising in ways that you never could before. Because, you know, in the old format of this, sure, you might be able to say like, okay, all of these houses are listed at $150,000. Let's just put them in a carousel. Well, it may be more specific than that. And it might be more than just they need 150,000. They might be looking for a specific number of bedrooms or a specific number of bathrooms or a specific yard size. And you don't know that, right? Because that's just what they're searching for. So this allows you to get basically in their brain and know, hey, they clicked on this particular setting and that particular, you know, number of bedrooms, or, you know, they're looking for a pretzel that's, you know, got sea salt and not, you know, whatever, right? Whatever.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so all of that allows you to create a profile that ultimately Facebook controls the data, so you don't have to know it. But then they you know, using artificial intelligence and machine learning and all those good things, push those ads out to very specific people. And it really has revolutionized even what was already revolutionary in Facebook advertising. It's taken it a step further and made it even more effective than what it was.
Is there a time or is there a sort of a spin up or a wind up time for getting that learning in place for the dynamic ads? Does it take a little longer than the typical Facebook learning time?
No, because basically what's happening is the learning is happening when you upload your inventory, right? Whether that's a list of houses, whether that's a list of, you know, pretzels and snacks or whatever, cars, whatever that inventory is. When that happens, Facebook's automatically analyzing your inventory. They're automatically looking at what the specifics are around the products. And then they're already starting that matching, you know, profile on what those products look like. And so, you know, where you really see the effect. So think about running lookalike audiences, right? Mm-hmm. You know, if you're a agent or you're a car salesman, or, you know, you're a marketer at a brand that's running lookalike audiences anywhere in the country, you usually start with a pretty large audience there with lookalikes, because it's just based off of profiles and information that they've built off of, you know, clicks or website visits, whatever it is. Well, you can now take that and without having to know anything about those people, immediately narrow it down based on the products that you've got available. And so it really makes the effectiveness. So like a good example, maybe that'll make it, you know, a little clearer for people. So we started doing this for real estate, a pretty large real estate company that has offices all over the country. And they were paying on average somewhere between 50 to in more rural areas around, you know, maybe up to $1, $1.07, $1.12 a click to get somebody to look at a specific property. Right. So somewhere between 50 cents to a dollar, just to, you know, give a good range there. Mm-hmm. Right now, all of their listings, they're getting clicks for like 4 cents. I mean, it's unbelievable, the price difference. And so, and again, they're not doing anything different than what they had done before. They're just letting Facebook do the hard work. And that's really the thing that I think is so unique about this is you don't have to be, you know, incredibly sophisticated at, you know, building personas or demographics or anything like that. Like Facebook already knows, so just let them get you sales and
business.
So it's very similar in the car market. You know, we had a point when the pandemic started and car lots were kind of scrambling. We had a lot of our car lots start doing incredibly well because car sales turned to the internet, right? And so sure. They had made some technology advances where they were doing, like, you know, video walkthroughs of cars and different things like that. They would come to your house if you wanted to do a test drive and bring the car to you. And so they had some neat things they were doing there. But at the end of the day, they were getting clicks to specific cars, you know, that people were looking for, whether they looked at Auto Trader, cars.com, whatever. They were getting clicks to specific cars for, you know, 5, 6, 7, 8, 10 cents. Whereas before, you know, it's typically around $1 to $1.50 in the automotive market. And so, I mean, just the amount of people they're able to hit for the same money they were spending before, they're hitting, you know, 10 times the number of people. And so sales went through the roof for them. And so that's the idea behind it is the more targeted and more specific that click becomes, the more likely they're going to convert or schedule an appointment or schedule a test drive or order that pretzel online or whatever it may be. Right. So,
right.
So it's just a really revolutionary way to use Facebook and the data that Facebook's collecting on people that we all know about now, to be able to target and do it in a more specific way than what was ever available before.
Excellent. Thanks for that, Mike. And if anyone is in real estate marketing and sales right now, if you're not using dynamic ads, you really need to look into this. And for more information on Facebook and other social channels for real estate brands and other franchise brands, check us out at socialjoey.com. Before we go, a quick word from our friends at Answer Connect. Today, human contact is more important than ever. Make sure a live person answers the phone every time. Answer Connect makes this happen for franchises every day with a team of professional customer service experts ready to impress your callers around the clock. Answer Connect works with many different franchises and small businesses who need 24/7, 365 phone coverage, lead intake, appointments scheduled, or basic messages. They work with many of today's CRMs, which is just one more thing off your plate and one more opportunity for you to work on your business. Call Answer Connect at 800-584-0234. That's 800-584-0234 or visit answerconnect.com/franchise. And thanks for listening to the Facebook Franchise Podcast. We're here to help you get yourself ready for the comeback of a lifetime on the Social Geek Radio Network.